Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, it's Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
Today we're going to talk about the job market and what you should do if you work in an industry that is shrinking rather than growing. Our question comes from an individual who wants to change jobs but works in an industry that is shrinking. After we address this question, we're going to discuss when is the best time to seek new training and new skills, just training in general.
Yeah. So I'm really excited to talk about this because I have several clients who are caught in this exact kind of situation. And it really can be daunting to figure out what your next career move is in a shrinking market.
Yeah.
I hope people will send more questions like this to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
What's our question, Logan?
Everyone tells me that unemployment is at an all-time low and the job market is good. That may be true, but I'm in an industry that is shrinking. There are virtually no new jobs, and the jobs that do exist are paying less than ever. What do I do?
I mean, this is really true. There are certain industries that are either changing or completely going away, but mostly they're just changing into something else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we made a list of what some of those are, and there may even be more, but publishing for sure.
Yeah.
Retail, hit the department stores are hit the hardest. Sound recording industries, photography, real estate agents and brokers, DVD game and video rentals. Yeah, that's definitely shifted. Data recovery, travel agencies, textile mills, wired communications. There's probably a lot more. And many industries have already been through this digital disruption and have gotten to the other side of it, and everybody knows where the jobs are. And then, of course, there's new industries created that are sort of taking over. So travel agencies are out because there's, what is it, Trivago and Hotels.com. And there's just so many other ways. Rather than just listening to the opinion of one, you can listen. TripAdvisor is great.
And you can design and map out your own trips,
right?
Without any, and actually without having to pay anything.
Right. And some people don't want to do that. So there may be a small need, like a corporate need for this, but in general, that's kind of over. So what do you do if you're in a shrinking industry? I think the first thing you have to do is look at the disruptors in the industry, like who's doing it differently. And sometimes they you know, don't want people that have been embedded in the industry for a while, but sometimes they do. So I would look at them, and there's probably going to be more of them. And you may have to go back to school. You may have to make your skills relevant, and that may be learning some technology.
So I started with the figure out what your transferable skills are idea. You know, that notion that whatever it is you're doing, there are probably there are generic versions of the skills that you use that could be used in other industries.
So you're saying you can leave the industry and transfer your skills to another?
Yeah, I think that, well, actually, I think the very first thing is to break out of your denial that you're in, that realize that you're in a shrinking
industry. I think
industry.
That is definitely the first thing.
Be aware.
Well, you'd be amazed.
I mean, I am. I am amazed.
We are constantly amazed at how much trouble people have acknowledging
that
the
their industry is gone.
Yeah, that's a shrinky dinky do. Like it's gone, or going. And, you know, human nature is denial. We don't like change foisted upon us. And certainly many people who are maybe in their 40s and 50s who've had an extensive career in one area and see themselves as experienced in one area, I think they sometimes have the hardest time with these phenomena.
Well, it makes sense, though. And I think if you're trapped in that, if you know, the industry changed at a time which is not comfortable for you, that's really rough. And those people I feel the most for, because I think if you're younger, it's easier to say, oh, I'm going to go with a disruptor. Or I'm just going to go into this other industry here that's growing. But it's when you've been there for quite some time and you really have established yourself and maybe you're in upper management. That's when it gets really difficult. But the longer you wait, the harder it is.
Absolutely. Yeah, and you'll probably get fired anyway.
So. Or downsized somewhere along the way.
Debbie Downer, just get in.
Yeah. That's me, Debbie Downer. Yeah, so first thing is to acknowledge what's happening. And second is to, I think you're going to probably have to process your feelings about it. You know, you may feel angry. You may feel betrayed by your industry. You mm-hmm. may be mad about all the education you already did get that right. seems no longer relevant. So I would suggest that. The other thing that I've seen for a number of my clients is that you think about who you were talking about
the disruptors?
The disruptors, thank you. You were talking about the disruptors. I have seen for a few people that they look and see who is doing what their industry is, but within that company or product. So, for example, I had a client who was in publishing for many years, luxury lines, and all those magazines and publications get thinner and thinner and thinner, mm-hmm. and yeah. actually this person was let go, and eventually she discovered that some of the luxury products wanted someone to handle all of their media. Mm-hmm. And so it was the exact same set of information, maybe a little less journalistic, but certainly mm-hmm. creative and along those lines in the same subject area, but it was working on the product side.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. But sometimes it takes a long time to see what the disruptors are. Like, it has right. to shake out a little bit in order to see what it's going to be.
Yes.
And I think retail is really interesting because I like to shop, so yes. I follow that. And retail is kind of over. I mean, certainly department stores are over, and you know, it has all gone online. But manufacturers, you really have to be a technology company right. to have an online store. So that's why a lot of the stores did not translate online. Right. But it took a while for them to figure that out and for that to all shake out.
Right.
So there is that period. So sometimes it is best to leave an industry and then you can go back.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
It can be a very uncomfortable place to be. But right. I think your job really is to just spend your time learning where the industry is going, learning what you want to do, where you're the most fulfilled, and keep gaining new skills.
Well, gaining new skills, which we're going to talk about in the second segment as well, but also looking at the trends, I think, what you're talking about, mm-hmm. which is really to see where are things headed.
Right.
You may not like it, but you should be going and getting informed on the facts.
Right. Mm-hmm. So here's a list of industries that are on the rise, that are growing. Mm-hmm. Renewables and environment. Mm-hmm. Anything on the web, for sure. Online publishing. Mm-hmm. Philanthropy. E-learning. Public policy, international trade and development, mm-hmm. think tanks. It's all a lot of brain work.
Yeah.
Venture capital, computer games, but it's all apps. It's all online.
Right.
Basically, mm-hmm. that's a lot of where the growth is going. We don't have healthcare in here, but that's also growing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Growing and growing.
Right,
yeah.
Because the population is aging. So you've got to really think this through, and sometimes you want to think it through with a professional that's mm-hmm. really got their eye on the ball, or sometimes you just want to talk to, you know, you want to do your research in your industry, who are the disruptors, and maybe just go talk to them, an informational interview, not necessarily a real interview, and find out what it would take for you to be able to work there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely time to wake up. Smell the coffee.
Wakey, wakey, rise and shine. Well, yeah. Look, and you were saying you were reading an interesting book. What were you saying about that?
Yes, I think it's called The Wealth of Humans. And I want to say it came out fairly recently. It had mm-hmm. to be 2016 or 2017 because he does talk about Trump in it. But he was talking about this digital age not really being a new thing and that it's happened before with the Industrial Revolution and this is our modern day version of it, and his advice is exactly what you two are vocalizing, that people just need to be open to getting new skills if they want to stick around.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you have to do that no matter what. I mean, many mm-hmm. people don't. Many people coast, but mm-hmm. you can't if you're going to have to change jobs.
Well, and that's an interesting
and stay
point.
Relevant.
Yeah, right. Because the other thing that I've seen often in a shrinking market or shrinking industry is that the nature of your work may change mm-hmm. fundamentally, mm-hmm. you know, where you're having to take on many more responsibilities and produce, have a much higher output level, and that it is largely digital. And so for you, if you're a tactile person or you love the actual activity of producing something, you may not enjoy the work itself unless you find another way to position yourself.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. So we're gonna take a quick commercial break and come back with when should you get new training? And if you have any further comments or thoughts or on this topic, please tweet us at AskK2.
If you want to get onto our email list, text us at 22828 and type in My Crazy Office, all one word. You can also follow us on Instagram at My Crazy Office. We'll be right back.
Want to be a hot shot in your new job? Do you have a fancy new suit, but you're tired of wearing it to the same old office? Aren't you bored of staring out the window at Starbucks, wondering what happened to your dream career? If you answered yes to any of the above, stop what you're doing and give K-Squared a call. I mean it. K-Squared Executive Coaching will help you accomplish your career objectives and help you navigate the obstacles holding your career hostage. Simply go to our website, ksquaredenterprises.com, to learn more about our executive coaching and how we can help you. Come on, go ahead. You can do it. And now back to our show.
Welcome back, everyone. We thought we'd spend the second segment of our show discussing when you should get training in new skills, which I think, you know, I know a lot of people ask, and I wish they wouldn't ask because the question is now. I mean, you should always, always be training and looking at, you know, what am I going to need? Well, if I, in order to get higher in this company, I'm going to need, you know, training in management, or I'm going to need training in this software. Mm-hmm. You know, what's next? What's coming? But not everybody does that.
No.
So I'm a big believer in attending your trade industry shows, or at least being a member online so that you know what the industry, and every industry has trade shows.
What's relevant.
Right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And they talk about, you know, who are the disruptors and what's going on and who's making changes and what's going under, what's happening. Mm-hmm. And this way you can stay ahead of the curve. You know, you can be educating yourself that way. And they usually have classes and education at their conferences. If you can get to some of those, that would really be cutting edge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was thinking the other thing is if you go to a trade show and you start to hear, for example, a certain software program that's being used in your industry, you could then come back to your employer and say, I'd like to be trained in this, and I'd love to be the person who pioneers bringing it in, you know, to the rest of our department. Mm-hmm. And so then it becomes not just training for you, but a launch pad for gaining visibility.
And, you know, the web is amazing how much information there is at our fingertips. You know, you should be looking at what are the latest business books that are coming out. And some of them aren't relevant, but some of them may be relevant to what's coming that you would want to know. Or any kind of online publications. I mean, there isn't a business magazine that isn't online. You can be reading all of these articles about what's going on in the business world to stay up to date.
Well, I know people who subscribe to TED Talks on a regular basis.
That's
and
another
so
one.
Always watching those or listening to those in order to see where are the trends, where are the new developments, and how can I participate in those in some way.
So the answer really is, when should you be training? Now. You should always be up on what's going on in your industry.
Right.
That's my feeling.
All right. And so now I'm going to talk about the natural resistance to doing this.
Okay.
Which is many of you listening are super busy. You have huge workloads. You can't imagine fitting another thing in. And so it may seem like you'd rather just keep going with the information you have and push that as far as you can because you don't have time for the new training. I'm not saying that that's a great approach. I'm actually saying that's human nature. That's understandable. So one thing to consider is actually making room in your schedule for quarterly trainings, annual trainings, maybe, you know, one evening a month, even if you go to an adult learning center that has an interesting topic for you. But to carve out the time and understanding that it's an investment in your development.
I'd also seek out the person in your company that's really hot on this, because usually that person will direct you to what, oh, we got to read this article, or you got to read this book, oh, go to this conference.
Yeah.
So seek out somebody who's really hot on that. And usually it's someone in the company. There's always somebody in the company that does that, that circulates articles that everyone should be reading.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, and also for if anyone works in small businesses, business owners often may not be able to give you big raises, but they could give you trainings, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So to really think about, is there something that I can learn that would benefit the company, but would also enhance my career and my skill set?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it for this segment. Join us next time for another My Crazy Office podcast. Tweet us your stories to AskK2. Follow us on Instagram, review us on iTunes, and don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.